Scientists have discovered the most distant supermassive black hole in the universe. The newly discovered black hole is 800 million times the mass of the sun and comes from a time when the universe was just 5% its current age. The Wire's Anto Peter spoke with Professor Geraint Lewis from the University of Sydney about the discovery.
The recent discovery of a black hole and its quasar, estimated to be approximately 13.1 billion light-years away from the Earth, makes it the oldest and most distant black hole ever to be discovered.
Quasars are a member of a family known as active galaxies. So these are objects that shine with a lot more energy than just their starlight alone. So for a quasar, what you've got is you've got a very, very massive black hole at its center, and gas gets captured in the gravitational pull of that black hole, and it swirls around, and as it swirls around, it gets hotter and hotter, and it can glow in the optical and then the X-ray and gamma rays, and so they put out this huge amount of energy, which is why we can see them at vast distances across the universe. We've known about quasars since about the 1960s, and we've discovered a few of them around us. And as we've looked out into the universe, we see that there are a lot more of these quasars in the distant universe than there are nearby. So there was a period in the universe where these objects were very active. Now, you think if you push back further and further, you see objects at larger distances and so back further into the universe. Eventually, you should start to see smaller versions of quasars. They should get less energetic because the black holes must have been smaller in the past and have grown bigger to today. But instead, what we're seeing in these new observations is that even in the very early universe, these really massive black holes existed. So the quasars at the very start of the universe were as powerful and energetic as the ones we see around us today. So it's a bit of a mystery about how so much mass could have gathered in one place to form a black hole in the short period of time from the Big Bang to when we're seeing them.
The discovery of the supermassive black hole could challenge current understandings of the formation of black holes, as well as modern theories about the origins of the universe.
So some people are really worried by the fact that we have these very massive black holes in the early universe, and they can't think of a good physical process that allows you to build up that much mass in the available time. So there are now some people suggesting that what's actually happening is that these black holes are possibly hangovers from a previous stage of the universe, that they were formed in a previous an earlier version of the universe before the Big Bang and somehow survived through whatever process brought the universe into being, and so were essentially carried into our universe from a previously existing universe, which is, it's not a new idea, but it is pretty radical, and again, we don't understand how a black hole could move from a previous universe to the current universe, so people are starting to think about these ideas that maybe we have to rethink the process of the Big Bang itself. We know the universe had this really hot beginning, but there are still a lot of mysteries attached to it, and where it came from is one of them, and maybe these black holes are telling us something about the universe from which our universe arose.
The new discovery could also shed light on some of the mysteries surrounding the origins and formation of the universe.
The universe was born in the Big Bang, which is very energetic. And then for about a few hundred thousand years after it was born, it was so hot that you didn't have normal atoms. So the protons in the middle of hydrogen and the electrons were separate. They just didn't join together until about 300,000 years afterwards. The universe had cooled down to a point where the electrons could latch on to the protons, and we had normal atoms in the universe for the first time. And the universe became dark at that point. Then the next period of time and exactly how long it took, that's what we're trying to understand. Nothing much happened, but the first energetic processes started in the universe. The first stars formed, the first quasars formed, and they started to put out their energy back into the universe. And those hydrogen atoms, the protons and the electrons, they got reionized. The electrons got ripped off the protons due to the high energy that was now in the universe. We do not fully understand the processes underway in that early epoch. Was it actually just normal stars that provided the energy? And was there enough stars? So you'd need a lot of stars formed to produce that much energy. Or was it these big black holes hiding in the darkness that started feeding for the first time, and they put out their energy and reionized the universe. We know that reionization happened, but we are struggling to understand precisely what the source is. So the fact that we're seeing these very supermassive black holes in quasars at these really extreme distances suggests that they must have played a part in the early time of the universe.
And that's Professor Geraint Lewis ending that story by Antropeda.